You got to action to with the positive elimi. I need the negative. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between.
All right.
You got to spray.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show with Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station. Feel free to tweet or call. If you want to call, it's 866-564-1290. Tweet at Bruce Salen or email at bruce@brucesalen.com. Our next segment is single-parent dating, and usually we have our special guest Julie Spira with us. She is at a conference somewhere dispensing wisdom, as she always does, and we are fortunate to have in her place Wayne Levine, again in studio, our men's expert. And I think our segment may take a little bit of a different spin since we've never had a male guest on this particular segment. Welcome back, Wayne.
Pleasure. Well, I was here. What am I going to do?
Okay. You were listening out in the anteroom of our luxurious station headquarters.
Getting a massage.
Yes, getting a massage and having your muffin from the Daily Bread down the street.
Fantastic.
Fantastic muffin.
And,
yes, I got coffee there every day on my every Thursday on my way up here, and that's a unpaid for commercial for the Daily Bread. I think if you're listening, Daily Bread, it's time that you start sponsoring the show.
There you go. So I was listening to Drew, and he made a comment about how when there's not a whole lot of double dating in high school, mm-hmm. and when the boys meet up with the girls, that's where the mischief begins. If we were able to teach high school boys the tools that we're teaching men at the men's center, ages 30, 40, and 50, there'd be far fewer problems in relationships down the line, because it's at that time that when boys find girls, that they start selling themselves out, they start devaluing their relationships with their buddies.
Okay, you use the word mischief, and I think you meant it in a way that the listeners might think differently, like sexually. That's not what you mean.
No,
so why don't you clarify it?
The mischief meaning the problems that men have with their long-term committed relationships when they get older, these problems are formed in high school. That's where they need to learn what is necessary to be healthy, even at that age, in a long-term relationship, whether it's long-term in high school, 6 months or a year. But this is where they start learning these habits. And oftentimes, they're unchecked. They go into college. They're unchecked. The guys get married, and all of a sudden, they start seeing the problems. Well, the problems really began many years before.
Okay, you said to me in the break that a lot of the skills that we tend to teach our boys are the practical skills of life, like balancing a checkbook,
right,
and learning how to drive, getting a driver's license, but not some of these other skills. Can you be a little more specific in what you think they're not getting that we, of course, get in our men's work together?
Well, there's a phrase that I can't use on the air, but, boys sell their friends out for the girls, and mm-hmm. that happens right away. And that continues to happen in adulthood. And so one of the things that's politically not correct is teaching boys and girls the differences between the sexes. There's so much energy now about deconstructing gender as if there's no difference between boys and girls. Well, there's a big difference. There are lots of differences between boys and girls. And it would be a valuable course in high school to really teach, especially the boys, because they're less equipped and more apt to really cause problems for themselves, to teach those boys, here's what you need to do to stay healthy and have a girlfriend.
Hmm. It's funny. You are really isolating the boys, and yet it was my experience that the girls, when they got boyfriends, would tend to drop all their girlfriends. Though, ironically, my son, it's more the other way around. He hasn't dropped his boyfriends as much as they've just kind of drifted away. Hmm. And his girlfriend has kept all her girlfriends. Hmm. And it's causing actually some tension between them. I'm wondering if it has reversed, that the boys are doing more of what you're saying than when I was in high school, back in 08 or whatever it was.
Well, there seems to be a lot more group socializing in this generation mm-hmm. than when I was a kid, because there was a lot more individual dating going on. The reason, look, I focus in on the boys because I focus in on the men. And it's my contention that if men do what they need to do, it solves a lot of the problems in the relationships. women follow the men's leads, and girls will follow boys' leads, but boys don't know how to lead.
Well, that is most certainly not very PC, but I couldn't agree with you more.
Is that why the phones are ringing off the hook? Do we have
that
a lot
of
angry
I'm surprised, actually, that we haven't gotten somebody to take you on. A feminist from the Women's Studies Department at UCSB would be a perfect call.
Bring her on.
All right, let's talk about, just in general, for the few remaining minutes we have, any kind of dating tips, ideas, thoughts you have for single parents that might be dating, or in general, Wayne.
I do. I have a sort of.
I know you dated back in the 50s, you know, when you had to bring a corsage. But
I never dated. Okay. I've always been married, and happily.
Lucky man.
Here's sort of my advice about dating. That in order to find the woman that you're looking for, men, you just need to be the man you want to be. There's so much being sold in this seduction business to teach you how to manipulate women to get what you want. It's like the diet world and the get-rich-quick world. There's a lot of money preying on our desperation, our loneliness. But I'm telling you, what I would tell you if you're dating, no matter how old you are, the advice is the same. Do the work to be the man you want to be. You will then authentically attract a good match for you.
So in other words, you're saying play games.
Yeah, right. I have had conversations with these guys, coaches in the seduction world. That's what they call it. And it's appalling to me. It's just appalling what these young, impressionable, lonely men are being taught to do so that they can go and, you know, and have a one-night stand perhaps with a woman in the bar, someone who's more attractive, out of their league. It's really, really, really appalling. And I've dealt with men who have gotten out of that world who are broken. It's not healthy. What they're trying to teach you will not help you to have a long-term committed relationship, that's for sure.
Well, the bottom line appears to be, or seems to be, what you're saying is be yourself, be authentic. That's your word, and I happen to love it.
Yeah.
And I think eventually, if you're not authentic, the real you is going to come out anyway. So delaying it? Why are you pretending?
That's right.
You know, it's funny.
I think we've agreed twice today.
I know. Let's quit while we're ahead. For what it's worth, you know, Arnie, my son, got a hold of one of those books. That was, I guess, one of those seduction books. I don't remember the name of it. And one of his friends shared it with him. And this was before he was with his girlfriend. He was maybe 15. And he's read it. And he said, God, I think I'm going to try some of this stuff. And I discouraged him because, number one, I think, like you do, that it's really a lot of nonsense. And frankly, he has enough confidence and good looks that he doesn't need any help. And so he thankfully did not follow any of those rules or, so to speak, guidelines. But it is amazing that people will.
You know, I can't think of any really self-respecting, healthy, grounded woman would in the long term fall for any of that nonsense.
Well, I hope you're right. We are down to a minute of time left for our segment, Wayne. Importantly, let's tell them a little bit about your book so they can look forward to that special segment and where people can reach you.
Yes, whether you're a teenager or an old man like Bruce, you need to hold on to your nuts, The Relationship Manual for Men. A lot, very practical, very simple stuff, simple enough for any man to understand. And you can find out about the book and all the other work we're doing at bettermen.org.
What Wayne is about is the value of men to each other, and I can't endorse it enough. It is time for another break. Thank you, Wayne. Be sure to call in if you'd like for our last segment at 866-564-1290 or locally at 805-564-1290. This is the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station.